hit hard into left field, going and gone! A grand slam for Nellia Peralta puts the Tigers up big here in this one. 7-2 Tigers as Nellia Peralta sends it over the left field wall. The 1-0 hit hard out into left. That one's going back. That one's gone. Mariah Pinto with a home run makes it 9-2 Tigers. That one was probably hit further than the one that Nellia just hit. She really got a hold of that one. And the Tigers have broken this thing open here in the bottom of the third.
The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got her to chase on the outside corner. Maddie Pinto up to an even 70 strikeouts on the year. I said earlier that Miller was pitching in the high 60s. She's not. She's living at about 63, 62 with that fastball. But that change of speed coming in at 50 miles an hour, she throws it again. That time coming in off speed and coming in at 49 is just freezing these Auburn hitters. First pitch to Lisby, grounded over to third. Coming up firing is Katie. It's over the head of the first baseman. And she comes in to score. The ball got into the dugout, so Lisby's going to take second. We talked earlier about how Kelsey Nader, not the tallest first baseman, that came into play there. If she's a normal-sized first baseman, she can probably stretch out and make that play. But as it was, it skips off the top of her glove, and Aubrey Lisby ends up at second on the throwing error.
Maddie Pinto facing off against the bottom of the order. She faces Nicole Hamoudi to lead off the shortstop. The payoff pitch to Hamoudi. Swung on and missed. Four strikeout of the game for Maddie Pinto so far. She has faced the minimum, and she will face Caroline Glover, the catcher, in the 8-hole. Swing and a miss at the 2-2. And that's going to sit down Caroline Glover. Strikeout number 5. Maddie adds to her SEC leading total. And that'll bring up Caitlin Cooper, the 9-hole hitter. Called strike 3, fastball on the same spot. Maddie Pinto strikes out the side. 3 up, 3 down. We'll head to the bottom of the third. This one grounded right back up the middle. Pass to diving shortstop, and that's an RBI single for Michaela Packer. I thought it was going to slow down long enough for Jen Saleo to get a glove on it, but it just rolled by, and Packer gets the RBI with 2 outs. The 0-2 swung on, sent through the right side. That's going to get in the outfield. Here comes Stresvik. She slides in safely, and the Tigers take a 4-0 lead. Maddie ahead 1-2 here, has a 4-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. The 1-2 for Maddie. Swung on and missed, strikeout number 6 on the night for Maddie Pinto. Throw down to first is completed. Good play behind the plate by Anna Woolers to get it to Ax Milanowski. The 1-2. Fastball.
Oh, come on.
Didn't get the call on the outside corner. Maddie Pinto was halfway to the Auburn dugout and just didn't get the call from Alex Lee. Maddie's got to come back and do it again. The 2-2. Swung on and missed over the top of a changeup. Came back and got her at strikeout number 7. Maddie comes back and wins the battle. Tigers hold on to their 4-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth. When we come back, you're listening to the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.